Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Laura.
And it's day two of our picture dictionary unit. That's right, picture dictionary. Every time I say that, I'm afraid I'm going to get the letters mixed up, and I'll say picture pictionary.
No.
Which wouldn't make sense. It's a picture dictionary unit. We learn lots of useful words and terms in this part, in this unit, I should say, every month. And the part we're looking at today, or the thing we're looking at today, is one of the most common machines in anyone's home. If you don't have one,
oh my gosh,
that would be a little weird. Yeah, a refrigerator. That's what we're talking about, that big thing in the kitchen or near the kitchen that keeps all your food fresh
and cold. And drinks too.
Drinks as well. That's right.
Okay, so Mike is getting something to eat.
Nothing in the refrigerator.
Nothing, okay. Well, let's take a look at what day two, what things we can find in the refrigerator.
Sounds good.
Check it out.
Inside the refrigerator.
Butter.
Butter.
Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster.
Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food.
Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food.
Soda.
Soda.
Let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow.
Let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
After he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade.
After he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
David likes to put fruit in his yogurt.
David likes to put fruit in his yogurt.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.
Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.
All right. Well, the first thing we have today is a type of, it's a type of food.
Right.
You don't usually eat it alone, but you use it for many types of cooking, and you can put it on many other types of food. What are we talking about? Butter. B-U-T-T-E-R. Butter.
Okay, 第一个我们看到的字呢，当然就是奶油 butter. Okay, 像是呢 I like lots of butter on my bread.
Oh yeah.
Okay, 我喜欢这个面包上面或是吐司上面都要沾满很多很多的奶油 Or sometimes I put some jam with the butter.
Ooh, that's good.
Okay.
Yes, and as Laura mentioned, butter is something you can put on bread or toast. It tastes great mixing it with jam or something like that, maybe some peanut butter as well. Another good thing, put some butter on some potatoes, baked potatoes with a little bit of butter. That's very good. Butter is made out of milk. It's basically the cream of the milk. You add a little bit of salt, possibly, to give it some flavor, and it's used in all sorts of foods. All sorts of cooking. For example, we could say Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster. Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster.
Okay, 所以刚刚的例句提到就是 Tommy 把这个面包从烤面包机也就是 toaster 拿出来后然后抹上奶油注意它这里是用 spread 这个动词来表示抹的意思哦那刚刚提到的 toast 哦 toaster 其实是烤面包机那其实一般的吐司如果是白的我们还是会用 a slice of bread 如果它是被烤过的呢这个吐司 OK 烤过的吐司我们才会用 toast 来表示哦不要搞混咯 OK so what do we see next in the fridge?
Well, next we have another type of food that's also made from milk. Mm-hmm. You'll notice that most of the things that are made from milk we keep in the refrigerator.
Of course.
Milk, butter, cheese.
So they won't go bad, right?
Ice cream, yeah, stuff like that. So they won't go bad.
Mm.
What do we have here? It's something a little less common. I don't have any of this in my refrigerator,
Me either.
As a kid, it was a popular dessert. We're talking about pudding.
Mm.
Pudding is made of milk and cream, and you can have all sorts of flavors, kind of like ice cream, chocolate pudding, vanilla pudding, things like that. And people do often eat it as a dessert, as a sweet treat. Pudding is spelled P-U-D-D-I-N-G, pudding.
I love pudding.
Mm-hmm.
Pudding 是什么呢？就是布丁。其实我们的中文听起来就很像英文的 pudding， 对不对？布丁。OK， 那其实呢，像是布丁，当然在国外其实也有分，就是口味，像是巧克力布丁就是 chocolate pudding。OK， 不像我们好像就是鸡蛋的布丁，而且国外也有那种香草布丁，就是 vanilla pudding。
Mm-hmm.
OK， 那其实我觉得它口感吃起来就很像果冻，果冻的英文就是 jello。OK， so how can we use pudding in a sentence？
And as an example sentence, we could say Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food. Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food.
Wow, so Betty 吃完正餐之后就可以吃布丁当点心哦。饭后点心我们可以用 dessert 这个字。Be careful, do not get confused with another word called desert, okay?、少了一个 S 呢 ,dessert 就会变成另外一个字哦就是沙漠而且发音也不一样就是 desert. So don't get these two words confused, guys.
No, you don't want to eat desert after dinner. That would just be a big bowl of sand. Okay, something else that's great to have when it's cold, it's a drink this time, not a food. What are we talking about? We're talking about soda.Soda, S-O-D-A, soda. Also known as a soft drink, pop. In England, they call it fizzy drinks.
Ooh,
but it's basically a very sweet form of water with some bubbles in it and some flavor. Coca-Cola, Sprite, 7-Up,
Fanta
and Heisongshashi.
Heisongshashi,
that's the one, also known as root beer. These are all types of soda.
我超喜欢 root beer 就是沙士啦那其实 soda 呢当然就是汽水的统称 OK 那其实呢在很多国家也有汽水有不同的名字像我们可以叫它 soft drink 或者是 pop OK 我想 in Canada they call it pop right
yes we
没错
do、yes. or soda pop
soda pop 没错那如果呢要想说什么口味的汽水我们可以在前面加上它的口味像是 orange soda or grape soda、which is my favorite OK so how can we use、this word in a sentence
well we have an example sentence let's take a look at it and our example sentence is let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow
OK, 那如果要开派对的话呢小朋友们一定非常喜欢喝 soda 汽水就像我们的例句提到我们去买些这个明天孩子 party 这个派对要喝的 orange soda 就是橘子汽水吧
That's right. The next word we have is another type of drink. It also has sugar in it, but it doesn't have the bubbles that you find in soda. What are we talking about? Lemonade. That's right, lemonade. L-E-M-O-N.A-D-E, L-E-M-O-N-A-D-E, lemonade. I love lemonade. It's my favorite summer drink.
Oh, same. 其实 lemonade 对身体也非常好。它到底是什么呢？就是柠檬水。不过大家可能要注意呢，如果我们要单单讲柠檬这个字 ,lemon, 它的发音不要说成很像我们的那个台语 lemon, okay? So this is the Taiwanese pronunciation, okay?、
Oh.
But make sure you don't say that you have to say lemon.Lemon 就是柠檬啦
So yes, lemonade is another thing that we might find in the refrigerator. Lemonade is a drink very similar to juices like apple juice or orange juice. Now you might be wondering, well, why don't you just call it lemon juice? Well, lemon juice by itself is very sour and it would make your mouth do this if you drink lemon juice. Not very delicious. So with lemonade, we take lemon juice and add some sugar to it. That's what we mean when we say lemonade. It's a wonderful, refreshing summertime drink and I love it. For example, we could say, after he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade. After he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade.
Okay, so what if it's lemon with water but no sugar? What do you call that?
Lemon juice. Lemon water.
Lemon water.
I guess
so. That's what I drink.
Oh, well, that's very healthy.
Yeah, but that doesn't sound healthy. Oh, 原来 lemonade 在国外呢，其实柠檬水他们要加很多很多的糖。那如果你想要喝像 Laura 的比较健康版的柠檬水，就是 lemon water. Okay, 但是 lemon juice 就是什么呢？就是柠檬汁。其实我觉得柠檬汁也是非常好喝，但是有的人可能会觉得 it's too sour, 太酸了。那刚刚的例句提到就是和朋友在外头玩耍后呢，这个 John 喜欢喝冰凉的柠檬水。 Okay, yum.
Alright, the next thing we have is another thing made with milk, like the butter and the pudding we saw earlier, but this time it's yogurt. Yogurt, Y-O-G-U-R-T, Y-O-G-U-R-T, yogurt.
Yogurt 是什么呢？其实我们的中文的翻译跟它的发音英文发音很像，就是优格。像我个人喜欢吃的是 blueberry yogurt, 就是蓝莓优格。但是其实 strawberry yogurt 也是 it's also very popular, 也是草莓优格。
Raspberry.
OK, 但是 frozen yogurt 其实是什么呢？其实它就是很像那种优格冰淇淋，很好吃诶。I think that's really yummy too.
Absolutely. Now, as mentioned, yogurt is made out of milk, so it's healthy, but some people think it's really healthy. It can still make you fat. But yogurt is also very good because it helps your stomach. If you have an upset stomach or if you have trouble digesting your food, maybe some yogurt could help you out. There are a lot of good healthy benefits to eating a little yogurt every day. For example, we could say David likes to put fruit in his yogurt. David likes to put fruit in his yogurt. That sounds even healthier.
I love yogurt. 那这个 David 他听起来显然也非常的健康哦，因为他喜欢把水果放在优格里。Another healthy snack to have is salad with yogurt.
Oh yeah, you can have salad and put some yogurt on top. That is a good idea. Nice and cool too. Yogurt's made of milk, butter, of course, we know pudding. What about the next thing? Cheese.That's right, cheese is made out of milk. C-H-E-E-S-E, cheese.
Yummy, cheese, 当然就是我们的起司啦，也就是乳酪。OK, 那如果呢，我们要说这个一片的 cheese, 我们要怎么用？我们要用量词 a piece or a slice of cheese. 像是我个人很喜欢吃的这个起司三明治呢，就是 cheese sandwich, OK? 那通常拍照的时候呢，诶，我们都会问西瓜甜不甜？甜。可是英文我们就会说 say cheese. That's when we take a picture.
Yeah, that's right.
We're not really eating a slice of cheese.
No, you wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah.
Now, cheese, like all of the other foods we've been talking about, is a noun. It's made out of cream, which comes from milk, and a little bit of salt as well. So don't eat too much cheese. There's a lot of fat and salt, but a little bit is very good. And whatever you like, there's a cheese for you. There's great French cheeses, Italian, German, English, American. Cheese comes from all over the world, and it's delicious. For example, Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.
Yum! So Alex 在他的三明治里面加了什么呢？一片起司。But I would also put some ham and lettuce and lots of things.
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes, yummy.
Mayonnaise.
I'm not a big fan.
Mustard.
Yes.
Super
yummy.
That's good too.
Okay, let's now go to our wrap up.
Oh no! Okay.Well, over the last 2 days, we've covered lots of things you might find in your fridge, but we haven't even scratched the surface. There are many, many other things that you can keep in your fridge. Eggs.
Right, exactly.
Milk.
Juice,
fruit, vegetables, all of that. So, you could just walk right now to your kitchen, open the fridge, and find lots more things that you can keep in there. Tofu, your socks.
No, not your
socks. You could have cold feet in the morning.
Maybe.
Okay. Anyways, we'll see you back here very, very soon. Until then, remember, make sure the fridge door is closed.
Right. Yeah,
see you soon.
That.
Big fun! 小智慧。
Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet?
Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet?
Hello, this is Celine. 天气越越凉啦，你会想到什么呢？我个人会想到温泉哦。泡温泉很舒服，但是夏天泡温泉太折磨自己了，所以秋冬泡温泉呢会是更好的选择啦。如果你不确定这样的天气泡温泉会不会太热，你就可以问Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet? Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet? 现在的天气凉到适合泡温泉了吗？ Cool enough to do something 就是凉到可以做某件事的意思，你也可以换成其他的字，像是 hot. Is it hot enough to have shaved ice? 热到可以吃刨冰了吗？那 hot spring 就是温泉的意思， spring 在这边不是春天哦，而是泉水，所以像是这个苏澳的冷泉啊，就是 cold spring。 所以我们也可以利用今天学到这句话改成夏天版的 Is it hot enough to take a cold spring bath yet? Is it hot enough to take a cold spring bath yet? 最后我们再来复习一遍今天的句子哦。 Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet?很好，那小智慧我们下次见，拜拜。
Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet?
Is it cool enough to take a hot spring bath yet? Chit chat.
Belgium, let's have fried chicken tonight. 好饿。
Huh? Have.But we don't have fried chicken at home. 没有炸鸡啦。
一般如果要吃东西的话，我们当然会用 eat 这个动词。For example, I want to eat pizza for lunch today. 我今天午餐想吃披萨。那当然喝东西也很简单，我们都会用 drink 这个动词。For example, what would you like to drink? 你想喝点什么呢？可是你们有没有发现啊，好像外国人在口语上却比较常用 have 来取代 eat or drink。 因此呢，像是我们常常问对方的假爸尾，英文当然就是 Did you have breakfast or lunch or dinner yet? 这会比 Did you eat yet 更道地更口语哦。另外呢，下次点餐的时候有没有发现，我们都会说 I'll have 后面接餐点的名称，通常是不会用 I'll eat 什么什么。 For example, I'll have the steak please, 我想点牛排。同样的，如果要请人哎多吃一点，可以说 Feel free to have some more, 请再多吃一点。这里的 have 当然就是跟 eat 一样的意思。那 eat 通常比较有强调吃的动作，像是 eat slowly, don't eat too fast, or 吃得健康 eat healthy, 还有妈妈常常会提醒的 don't talk while you eat。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
哇，原来口语中的 have 竟然还可以用来指 drink or eat. For example, let's have coffee together. 这里的 have 就等于 drink, 我们一起去喝咖啡吧。点餐的时候吃多半也是用 I'll have 来表示我要吃什么或者是我要喝什么哦。那 eat 这个字比较是用来强调吃的这个动作，像是如果妈妈说要细嚼慢咽，我们就会说 eat slowly.
Inside the refrigerator.
Butter.
Butter.
Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster.
Tommy spread butter on his bread after he took it out of the toaster.
Pudding.
Pudding.
Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food.
Betty can have pudding for dessert after she finishes her food.
Soda.
Soda.
Let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow.
Let's get some orange soda for the children's party tomorrow.
Lemonade.
Lemonade.
After he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade.
After he plays outside with friends, John likes to drink cold lemonade.
Yogurt.
Yogurt.
David likes to put fruit in his yogurt.
David likes to put fruit in his yogurt.
Cheese.
Cheese.
Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.
Alex put a slice of cheese in his sandwich.